I'm Daniel.
And I'm Micah.
And we are
the Sultans of Sport.
Welcome back to Sultans of Sport, everyone. Let's start off with some college football. The University of South Carolina beat Georgia 38-35. What do you think about that, Micah? Carolina keeps their playoff hopes alive with that big win.
Well, it was a really close game, if you haven't noticed, so can't say too much, except that they're about as good as Georgia.
Okay. Alright, let's go on to the NFL. Buffalo and Sammy Watkins and CJ Spiller, your Clemson guys.
Yep.
Beat Miami 29-10 to go 2-0. Could Buffalo win their division, Micah?
It would be difficult, but possibly. And I think, I want you guys to notice, Sammy Watkins is why Clemson isn't doing any good this year. Because he's not there.
Okay. The Washington beat Jacksonville 41-10 after RG3 gets hurt in the first quarter. Kirk Cousins comes in and shows up and scores 41 points. And they score 41 points while he's on the field. While the Redskins defense also shows up and Jacksonville only scores 10 points. Micah, who do you think could start next week if RG3 is able to start?
Kirk Cousins, I guess.
I think so, too. I think Kirk Cousins just looked like a better quarterback. All right, let's go to the Dallas-Tennessee game. Dallas won 26-10 against Tennessee, and they're both 1-1. Well, I guess Tony Romo didn't throw 3 picks this time.
No.
All right, Arizona Cardinals beat the New York Giants 25-14.
Yay.
So the Giants are 0-2, the Cardinals are 2-0 in their division. And they lead their division with 2-0. Because Seattle lost 30-21 in their division to San Diego. What do you think that means for the defending champs, Micah? Does this show that the defending champs are beatable? That Seattle's beatable? I guess so.
Well, let's see. If they get beaten, it kind of means that they're beatable.
And then, another team in their division, San Fran lost to Chicago 28-20.
Yeah.
So they lead their division 2-0 and everyone else is 1-1 because St. Louis won 19-17 over Tampa Bay. Alright, New England came back from a 7-0 deficit and then didn't let Minnesota score to win 30-7.
Ouch.
So New England isn't going to start 0-2 this year either.
Man.
Cleveland shocked New Orleans and beat New Orleans 26-24.
Ow. Without Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. Except for 3 yards.
Cincinnati then, in the same division and the same state, beat Atlanta 24-10. Two teams that looked great, well, pretty good last week, get beat by Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Ouch.
Then Carolina beat Detroit 24-7.
I guess Donkey Kong Sue wasn't able to get his revenge for being called Donkey Kong Sue.
Houston beat Oakland 30-14. neither team's that great, but how did Houston score 30 points? They looked so bad last week against the Redskins, even though they won. Alright, the Jets lost to the Packers 31-24.
Whoa, they scored that
the
much?
The Jets went for the touchdown, and they got it on this play to tie up the game. But their coach, their offensive coordinator, called a timeout, so the touchdown did not count.
Come on, man.
And then they tried again, and they didn't score. All right, Denver beat Kansas City 24-17. Kansas City is 0-2.
Journey 0-2 starts.
And that's it. Now, Micah?
Yes.
Who do you think is going to win tonight on Monday Night Football? Philly or Indianapolis?
Andrew Luck.
I think I'll go with the Indianapolis Colts as well. Alright. One last thing. The USA beat Serbia 129-92 to win the FIBA World Cup and win their fourth straight basketball gold medal. There's no doubt right now that the U.S. is the best basketball team in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening.
Listening to our podcast, you can find it on iTunes or YouTube, and don't forget to join our Facebook group and do our polls and answer our questions.